Hi, Arista Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Arsenal press conference, and joining me to react to that is Andy Heaton, Chloe Bloxham and Gareth Roberts. He was talking a little bit about the Manchester City European ban saga, financial fair play thing, so we'll get stuck into that. He was asked about a few of his players, so we'll do a bit of focus on that as well. We've got Jim Johnson to come a bit later in the show, and we'll also talk about the team and do our usual predictions and all that sort of thing. But Andy, I'll start with you on the sort of Manchester City score. Jurgen sort of made the joke that it was good for Liverpool, but it was bad for football. And I actually found what he said really interesting, because I thought he was going to do his usual sort of diplomatic thing at the start, where he was talking about the language barrier. He said English isn't my native language, but for him to say that it's bad for football is quite a big indication of what he thinks of this verdict.
Yeah, it was interesting the way he kind of framed it, because he tried to almost put a barrier between City, the football team, because he was very complimentary about them and Pep Guardiola and one thing and the other. I can't even think of the name Pep Guardiola without Gareth doing his impression. And the business side of it. And then he spoke in a little bit of detail about the model in Germany, about how the football clubs are clubs essentially, and they're not owner-driven, so it's a little bit different over there. And I think the key takeaway from it, as you said, they said it's good that City are in the Champions League next year, because you know it could be good for the Liverpool's league campaign. Sorry, Liverpool's league campaign, because City will obviously have the games there. But then he did sweatily come out with the quotes and say, "I don't think it was a good day for football." Is very, very telling. And also the bit at the end where he signed off, and he said, "You know, where does this go? Where does it end up? Do we end up in a World Super League?" And then it's just basically the fellas with the most money.
Yeah, Chloe, I was really interested in what he was saying in terms of what it means for Liverpool, because that's one of the things that I've been trying to consider. Like at first, when the verdict first originally came out that City were, it looked like City were going to get the ban, I was obviously pleased. I think from a sort of tribal aspect, you want City to fail almost as a Liverpool fan. But now when you do read into it and you think about what Jurgen says, maybe it is beneficial that City have actually more games to play.
Yeah, I think it'll also be extremely beneficial if they don't win it this year. They're still in the Champions League. If they don't win it this year, then they'll strive for it next year. Maybe more games for them, and especially considering how many times they've won the league in recent years, they'll be looking for the Champions League as their number one. It won't be the Premier League. And maybe that can help us, because maybe they'll have more... they'll prioritise the Champions League more and maybe make more changes in the Premier League, but at the same time, the squad they've got, you know, they could rest six players and still have a world-class team, which could probably be more expensive than Liverpool's whole squad anyway. So it is a win in the sense of it might distract them from the Premier League, but at the same time, they've got that much class. And also the professional footballers, if Liverpool can win the Champions League and be 1 point off the Premier League last season like they were, then City can definitely do the same next year and challenge for both of them.